Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Tuluga.
All right. We had a real fun one last time. Let's do a recap and get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the gang after their victory over Lola and her teeming swarms. Tuluga was able to attune to the Spider Queen's crown, giving him access to all of the spiders of Aeona. Using this new magic, he was able to locate Luga, who along with Tobble and Minxie was slowly making their way to Manzobera. In Slubeldrip, the king of the Ebon Den nearly executed the spiders they housed there, but fortunately Tuluga was able to stop him with a quick sending stone call. The diviner Phaedra was reunited with Numera and the other rebel Drow, who had hopes of holding elections in the city once the conflict between the houses settled down. Unfortunately for Theo, Kara had a heaping bowl of chowder and may have ruined any hopes of a future romance. While Tuluga completed a fitness test to master his magic tattoos, Phaedra took Theo aside for a private conversation. The drow mage revealed that as a girl, it was her divination of Krizik's fall that led to Justice's death at Urshan's hand. With no secrets between them now, Phaedra promised to help however she could when they went back to Bodkali. Before they took their long rest in Lola's absurdly spacious bedroom, Tuluga made his first proclamation as the new teeming king. From high atop the balcony of the palace, the Plope's voice boomed across the city. With promises of peace and great insurance, it seems things may have quieted in Manzobera for the first time in centuries. And I think we're going to start tonight's episode in the Temple of Bleebly in Bodkali. You can see it's quiet in this dark chamber. Dozer is gently puffing on a cigar, kind of sitting in the pews, and he's kind of dozing off a bit, and there's a crackle of arcane magic in the center, teleportation runes of this room, and as a swirl of arcane erupts from the center of the room, we see the Chaos crew teleported back home to the Death Temple. You can see Reggie, he's like shaking his hand, and he's like, that still stings a little bit when I cast that one. I got to get used to it. Teleportation is fancy magic.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
So Dozer's like, oh god, hey, ha, oh, hey boys.
Hey.
How the hell are you?
All right.
How's everything up here?
Been pretty quiet. You had some company. There were some giant kin. They were nature-y furbolg, I think you call them over in this part of the world.
Yeah. We love those guys.
They came by just, you know, seeing if they could help in any way. They're over the fire temple if you need them, they told me to tell you.
Okay.
All right.
A real big fella came to see you, Tuluga.
Dave?
He yelled something like that.
Dave-O?
He left this behind for you.
Oh, yeah?
He takes out like a big, like, it looks like a present, a beautifully wrapped present. Oh, there's a big red bow on
Did
it.
Did he wrap this?
Is he a Murphy?
I think you can tell already. See that Dozer's taking the hat box out. It's like taking him forever to get it out. It's so long. It's a really long box.
God, it's so long.
Yeah, it took him a while to even get this thing over here. But this is a gift for you, I suppose.
All right. I better open it. Start tearing it open.
Okay. You know what? It's probably one of those Fire Temple holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Lava Day.
Yeah.
Was Lava Day a thing?
I have no idea.
They do have a lava day.
You know what? If they don't, I'm going to tell them they should make one.
I bet it's Christmas.
We should ask. Oh, I'm telling you, this is our idea guy. That's what I'm saying. Come on, Glipnor. That's solid gold, baby.
Right? What do you do with this very long package on the ground?
I open it.
You take away at the parchment paper, and you find inside a spring-loaded plope punch hat cannon.
Whoa. It's so tall.
It is Doug Dimmadome-esque. I will now read you the description of what this hat does.
Mm-hmm.
You have a +3 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this magic weapon. This towering spectacle of a hat is loaded with a secret spiky boxing glove made of beastly flesh.
Oh, the stinger? They don't let you use that anymore.
On a hit, you can expend a charge to do an extra 3d12 force damage to the target. The hat is both impractical and dangerous for the user. The weight is unstable, and the height makes standing in a standard 10-foot-tall room uncomfortable. On a natural one, the hat explodes, inflicting 3d12 piercing damage to the wearer.
All right. How's it look, guys?
Tall.
Good.
You tall, put it on.
Powerful.
Make a real quick acrobatics check as you put this hat on. It slides over the crown on your head.
Wide brim.
16. You kind of teeter for a minute. The top of the hat scrapes a chandelier in the Death Temple as it kind of rocks back and forth.
We're going to have to expand these ceilings.
Is the chandelier made of rib cages?
Oh, of course. It's the Death Temple.
Okay, hold sick. On. Let me lock that down.
Huge crash. Oh, we probably should be renovating. That's a good point. Toluca, that's a mighty fine hat.
Thanks.
Dozer, you didn't go into that room over there, right?
No, I peeked and I saw an anus wall fixture, which I didn't like, so...
It's the flesh room. Did Lorenzo come by?
A little cat man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kicked him out. He was being pretty creepy about the whole thing.
We told him he could check it out, but...
He said he was your best friend, which I didn't believe, so I...
Acquaintance at best.
Told him no. Sorry.
He's a good friend, but best, huh?
I got best friend.
My best friend is right there.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I'll live with this. He digs in his pocket, pulls out like a crumpled envelope. You can tell it has like a royal seal on it. He's like, a fancy man came by and dropped this off.
Fancy man?
It's an invitation fancy man. Of some kind. He was one of the wizards from the floaty tower thing. And yeah, it's for you. Oh, here you go.
Take, the seal and just toss it behind me.
Awesome.
Open it up. What's it say?
Cousin! Just checking in. Haven't seen you in a few days, good chap. My wizards tell me that one has... check in soon. No pressure.
Looks like Monso wants to see us, because he said check in, seven times on this fucking thing.
Do we kill him now or later?
And as you kind of ruffle through, there's a... There's a back piece of parchment. It's a sending scroll to return a message to him.
That's not on, is it?
It's a scroll, not the...
Oh, thank God.
Whew.
Oh, so he's expecting your response.
What do I say to you?
Just say, I'm leaving you on red.
Oh, that's so bitchy. I like that.
Hold on. I'm going to read the scroll so I can do sending.
It's going to be K.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I was just going to reply. Okay.
Just okay, period?
No, yeah. just the K. K.
You hear, there's a moment, and I mean, he can respond back with 25 words, but he can tell he's waiting for more words to start coming. So there's a pretty awkwardly long pause.
Three dots.
Cousin! You have 25 words, but I guess you're being brief. Please come to the palace. We're throwing a big dinner. Lots of fun guests.
Was that a question at the end, Matt?
Apparently he's throwing some party.
Oh.
A lot of people are going to be there, I guess.
So, good thing I got the hat.
That explains why he dropped these off then.
He kind of goes, and there's a closet when you first walk into the Death Temple. He opens it up, and yeah, it looks like laundry. He told me these were real fancy for you. I think they're just fancy clothes.
We gotta get our own fancy clothes. We can't be using what he gave us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our own individual style and swagger.
Exactly.
I will not be put in the box.
Thank you,
Reggie. What's on the tapestries in this place?
Oh, let's take a peek here.
Perception or investigation checks. You guys check out the tapestries of the Death Temple.
Actually, I want to go to the coffer and get the final count.
11.
Okay. 11.
13.
Okay. I wonder how much money we have.
So many skulls. Just skulls.
A lot of skulls.
I guess I'm into skulls now. I'm going to wrap myself in one of these.
Yeah, so you go check out the coffer room where all your gold was kept. Okay. Here's how we're going to do the coffer room. Roll a D100.
That's a 25.
Okay. Oof. Now you're going to roll a D10, and that's what you're going to multiply 25 by.
9?
Okay. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. I don't love that. That's...
225?
Yeah.
225.
Okay.
We have 900 exactly for gold.
Nice.
Okay. And I think you guys like
on the button.
You guys assume this pile of gold would be more, but as you go through it, you can see that some of this like
why is this all copper?
Some of these weird gold pieces, they're from like a like they're from the past. So it's like this currency is like so gone. But yeah,
wait a minute.
This is like pre-gold. Some of these things are
can
just,
we sell these to a collector?
To a museum?
Maybe.
No. We give them to cobbler.
Cobbler.
All right, we got to separate them.
Yes.
And then we'll send cobbler at the bad pile.
There you go.
Are you guys talking copper or what's going on up there?
I don't know. What metal is it?
Oh, let me take a peek here.
I'm just going to take a couple, you know.
Yeah, take a bite. Oh, that's Bronze Age.
Bronze Age?
Yeah, that's old. It's tasty, though.
You want it?
I'll take
all right.
He gets so excited. He dives into a pile of scrap metal and coins and starts eating it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just before when he had, no language, you didn't really understand what he was saying when he was eating it. But yeah, he gets really animated when eating any kind of precious metals.
Woo! Yeah.
You think it works like alcohol?
I was thinking drunk. Maybe it worked like drugs.
Could be.
They open the bag.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Fire down.
He turns into like a little boulder for a minute
and rolls
into the bag of holding, plopping inside. What would you guys like to do? You found a tapestry of skulls if you want to make some kind of weird cape with that, Clebnor.
Yeah. I want a skull cape.
Perfect. Skull cape it up.
I'm just going to copy my elven cape.
Yeah,
just
love like that. Snip it out, yeah. Put it on top. Perfect. Yeah, you look a little spooky. You look like a like Count Glebnor.
I don't know why, but when you just said that, I just thought of Glebnor putting the tapestry down, putting his cloak on it, and then cutting literally around.
Yeah,
is that what
yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to use some of my goo to glue it.
Ew. You goo glue.
The goo glue.
Yuck.
How does it look? I'm gonna do like a Zorro flip.
Oh, that thing is billowing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What are you two guys gonna be wearing to the party tonight? I mean, obviously, Taluga, you have a very tall hat, new hat.
Which I just read I can make my dedicated weapon.
You could make it your dedicated weapon. I will. I
want a dedicated weapon that could explode.
Not one item is gone for good. We're gonna, you know what? It's gonna be here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly.
That's what's important.
He's gonna kill Krizik with it. I can see it now. He's never rolling a nat one.
You don't get a nat one for the rest of the campaign.
I just keep upgrading the hat.
The hat just keeps getting taller in every arc. You're going to famous haberdashers across the land.
We go back to fucking Tidagol, and he just leans over and shoots into Windmere. Nuclear explosion.
Theo has to hold me like a gun so I get his bonus.
We have to stop. My face hurts. Just thinking about like the army's waiting and they just see the hat in the distance. It's slowly getting closer and closer. Like an ivory tower.
Wait till you see the whites of their eyes, Theo.
It's peasant railgun, but it's a hat.
All right.
I guess I'll try to find some nice bones.
Yeah, go nuts. Give me an investigation or perception check.
What would investigation get me?
I think either one is just going to be like if you can find some like fancy or maybe like, you know, ceremonial robes that were left behind in the temple.
It wouldn't matter.
It's really just whatever's higher for you.
10.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you find like a closet full of like more death temple robes. They're just these black kind of like ashen robes. But I mean, they're a good size. So if you wanted to, you could go, you maybe try to tailor these bad boys. Give me like a survival or a sleight of hand check.
These are just run of the mill. None of these scream plope to me.
True. What about you there over there, Rich?
I think I'm going to try and like, I know that the chandeliers are like ribs and stuff like that. Basically, what I want to do is I want to make my vest look like I am death and just like have that
the rib cage sort of.
Yeah, have the rib cage on my vest and just basically little start to, you know, do stuff with the hat with some bones, just kind of bone me up.
Bone you up. All right. Love it. Yeah, you guys see Theo comes out. Give me like a sleight of hand or a survival just to see how well you craft this bone.
Can I have the help action because I have the disguise kit?
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, Theo comes out and he has his like long jacket. You sold the long jacket you got off of the Mind Flayer, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
who's
so
that voodoo guy who's covered in bones? You know who I'm talking about?
From Papa Disney? Shango?
No, he's got the skull paint on his face. Maybe it is Papa Shango.
Are you talking about the wrestler?
No.
Okay, the wrestler's Papa Shango.
Yeah, you've basically added like little bits of bone to like all of like where the buttons would be down the front of the jacket.
Hell yeah.
Bunch of big toes. Yeah, you have this like really sick like rib cage like leather armor now on underneath. Yeah, you look badass. Not gonna lie. Yeah, and then Tallulah, yeah, what are you thinking? You have like these like shitty robes, but you
Reggie,
wanna
come over here.
I can help you.
What's up, boss?
I need you to help me find something that screams plope.
We need something swishy.
Perhaps damp.
I don't know if I damp. Why damp?
Just seems like he would be. Hey,
you,
damp.
You look for something. I trust your aesthetic. Let me help you.
Okay, I'll take a peek around
and some guidance.
Okay. Reggie will make a investigation check.
Reggie, what form are you in right now?
Right now, he's just in regular gnome form.
Like you know? Garden gnome or robo garden gnome. Gnome?
Yeah, we're back in Balcali.
He's hiding.
He's hiding back to his old ways. He got a 15, but go ahead, roll a d4 for me for that guidance.
A 16.
Okay. He looks around with you, and he finds, like, he goes into the office of, like, one of these, like, previous deacons of this dark temple. And then he's like, oh, I think I got it, buddy. Come check these things out.
All right, I'm coming.
There's, like, these really, like, wide, kind of puffy, ceremonial black robes. Like, if you wear it, you'll look like a very, like, a wide shadow of a fish. But they're, like, they billow out at, like, a, like, oh, they kind of think of, like, black billowing MC Hammer pants. And, like,
so I'm wide and tall.
You're wide and tall. You really will stand out at this function.
It looks like a triangle.
You have a super tall, 10-foot tall hat, wide black MC Hammer pants.
Does it show off my ass?
Your ass looks incredible.
Shirtless?
Reggie, I knew I'd trust you.
He's always shirtless.
I know, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, the way it moves really highlights the cake.
All right. Son, I need you over here.
You got it, Daddy.
I'm going to ask you to give me some Day of the Dead face paint.
Oh, let me get my kit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to flip open a little toolbox.
Oh, yeah, we should all do that. That would be a badass way to show up to this party. Like, oh, death's rolling in tonight, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, give me roll a d20 and add your proficiency bonus, which I believe is, I still think it's 3 at this level, right?
I have a plus 4.
Oh, it's 4 now.
Four, yeah, so a 15?
I'm gonna give you guidance. Yes, the Chaos Crew is now level 10.
I'm giving them guidance.
Okay, okay.
So 15, 16.
Awesome. Yeah, dude, you look metal as hell. All
right, I think I'm ready.
You look
wide stance out of this.
you look so insane. Imposing.
I did a barracuda skull. You know, nice sharp teeth.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, you guys have like a straight up like Dia de los Muertos vibe tonight.
Hell yeah.
Everyone has like black and white face paint to make it look like you guys have like your full skulls, kind of. You can see coming out of like a bathroom, you can see Reggie has done it as well, but he just looks like he's in Kiss. He did like the kitty cat face paint in black and white.
Do I look tough like you guys? Tallulah, let's shake that.
Plope, I got you. Right.
Hold on. I lick my finger. I'm like, let me zhuzh it up a bit.
Yeah, do it.
I guess I go in and try to like make it more menacing.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand check.
15.
Okay. You make you kind of like curl the whiskers up, so it does look, now it just looks like a scary black cat. You'd see him like a pumpkin. But
all right,
it's an improvement. It looks less
cool. There
kawaii.
We go, Reggie. There we go.
Oh, yes. Arr, I will be biting the competition. I don't know.
You got to do more of a...
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
Sorry, there's a fan port in my neck, and I thought that's where the sound comes from. Yeah. It's not that good.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
Now I gotta stop by Devo real quick.
Oh, yeah, we should tell him thank you for that sick new hat.
I also got to figure out a way to attach the flamethrower to the musket.
Oh, yes.
I'll wait outside the fire temple, because if I go in, this stuff is coming right off. I'm sweating.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know what?
I think it'll make it look worse. Or better.
A melting skull?
Yeah. I do soup a lot of things.
You do soup a lot of things.
We can wait outside. It's fine.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's got any runes.
All right.
You got some attachable runes I can throw on?
I walk in. Some
fucking stickers.
Yeah. Decal. So,
with wide stance walkthrough.
Yeah. You
don't
guys
duck.
Don't even duck. I try to break the.
Can I get a performance check?
Rectangle hole at the top of the door.
As you guys come out of the death temple, performance check, please.
14.
16.
There's like about like 3 feet of awning that you did not clear, and now there's just hat imprint through the stone of the top of the temple. You just force your head through.
We're redoing it anyway.
Yeah, keep it in count for the hat.
You know what? It's kind of barrel shaped. Maybe we can make it gunway.
Yeah. Maybe we could put like a little, like a sniper nest up there or something. I don't know. Just throwing out ideas.
Just helping you out.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
you
it's
got
Luga.
This confidence.
Yeah, you've never felt so confident.
Brimming with it.
Hat jokes.
I tip my hat off to my son. Yeah.
Don't break your wrist.
Gah!
It's so heavy.
Gah!
Ooh. His neck muscles are going to be insane.
You see veins popping out.
No, when you see Sendevo out, when you get him.
Your shoulder muscles are already getting beefier. and you, it takes a little bit to get used to walking with the hat, but,
I'm walking all upper body.
You nailed it.
It's going to look like a young Brock Lesnar.
After a few minutes, you guys find yourselves at the fire temple once more. And you can see actually,
don't duck again.
Yeah. There's a couple kobolds outside that wave you guys in, and they all scatter as you walk through the fire temple with your big hat. And you can see at the back, working the pits, you see Devo looks up.
Dave!
My man!
My man, thank you for the hat. I love it.
Oh, man, you look good.
It's giving me so much confidence.
I've never seen you look so confident.
I never felt so confident.
Did you check out what happens on the top bar with the hand of the fist?
I didn't look down the bar, but,
yeah. Oh, yeah, hold on. We'll go over, aim it at that.
All right. I flip my head.
He points at like a rack of weapons. You snap your neck down a spiky, gnarled, skeletal fist.
Do I have to roll to hit?
Please do. Fires out of the top of the hat.
27. Because it's not my preferred dedicated weapon.
I was not prepared for you to make it a dedicated weapon. I made a huge mistake. And you can see that it's on some kind of weird, like, artificer spring. It smashes through a bunch of wood and steel and pulls back into the hat. There's a hard recoil on your neck as you snap your head back up.
Yeah, you're going to have a strong neck by the end of that one.
So it says it does 7. 7 is the punch, and then I can use a charge to make it do more.
Yes, exactly. Okay. You can burn charges if you would like to.
Well, it does 7 punch damage. Because it's just flat.
That's a lot to roll. Yeah, it's just a big stupid hat with a. I didn't. The dedicated weapon thing could fuck me up.
Why? It's just because the plus to hit?
It's pretty good now.
It's a plus 10.
We're getting that one today, folks. Yeah. I'm getting it today.
Dave, I got this.
Yeah.
I was in the Underdark for a little bit.
Oh, it's fun down there, I heard.
I got this, and I whip out a flamethrower. Can you put this on, and I.
Yeah, hold still.
Okay.
All right.
Is it going to hurt?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You got something to bite on?
Yeah, here. I had a chicken wing earlier.
What?
He grabs like a gnarled big like turkey leg and hands it to you.
Bite down.
All right.
It's fine.
All right.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Uh-huh.
You're good.
Yeah.
It's 12 fire damage as he cauterizes it onto the other gun. This is a flamethrower. We talked about it last time. 100-foot straight line of flame. I'm going to call this a once a day weapon. It does a lot of fucking damage, and it's like a lightning bolt, essentially a flame. So we're going to call this a once a day charge.
Does it retract with the musket, or is it just perpetually sticking out?
It's on there pretty good. It's
Dave's artisan.
So I just have like a mega buster on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know what? Here,
it's no longer a fist anymore.
I will make an arcana check.
Oh, hold on. What if I just make the little tentacles my fingers?
That works. I like that.
It's just
that.
A mega buster, but I just have like a
little suckies coming out of the end.
Things, and it's just.
And that somehow controls the pyrotechnics. Yeah, sure. Love it. Yeah, great.
Well,
gross.
You know, at some point I should really get this fixed, but it works and it's not impeding me.
Yeah.
You're going to want to get that off, Daddy, though, because...
Oh, it'll get infected.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. My son asked, do you have any runes?
Oh, we talked about this last time. You want to do some kind of, like, rune thing? I'm working on it, okay? I was really into hat mode.
Speaking of hat mode, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you got little, like a bipod that's 8 feet long, but also with little tiny wheels on the end?
I don't think so. It's so specific. What are you trying to do?
Trying to take some of the stress off Daddy's neck.
No.
What are you talking about?
No,
the up and down is gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Not if I distribute it evenly. See, I went forward this time. What if I flip my head back?
Hold on. Let me see if I can't whip something up here real quick.
His neck is going to snap.
Hey, little guy, you're an artificer kind of type too, right? Can you help me real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to...
Give me a tinkerer's tool check. You're going to help Devo try to build a kickstand for the hat.
I want it on wheels so we can still walk with it down.
Is he giving me the help action? Or?
Yeah, he's going to give you the help action.
Thank God.
He rolled okay too. I think it'll be better with two.
So it would be 18.
Okay. So he got a 17 on the die for his too. So you see he grabs like a metal ring from like out of the forge and he's like,
okay, we might be able to spring a little.
So he slides it down the 10-foot hat. So it's now on the brim. And then he's like, hold that. He grabs a couple, chunks of steel. He makes this like a long metal kickstand that he then welds onto this steel ring. He pops a little squeaky wheel on the end. You can see Theo kind of welds it in place, the tip. And then he kind of just like ratchets its back into the hat and kind of turns it. So basically you have a kickstand on a circle that you can swivel around the hat. So you can either have it pop down on the back so you can lean backward or shoot your head forward and pop it down onto a kickstand.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've ever made.
Wow, all right.
Can he get advantage on the hat now because he has stability?
No!
I already am not going to roll on that one on this
thing. I can't explain to you how dangerous this hat is.
It's not dangerous at all. Point at something else and I'll shoot it.
I don't know, man. Every single roll. Look,
you see that thing over there? Bam!
That's just a bucket.
14.
Yeah.
That's 7 damage to the bucket.
Whoa, you punched the hell out of that bucket.
See, it's not blowing up.
Yeah, just one day you will. just be ready.
I'm always ready.
Gears and stuff gotta go right into your head area.
It couldn't
be in a worse place.
Fucking Daffy Duck. Fuck, all blown to bits.
No problems are ever gonna happen with this hat.
Yeah, I love your energy. Love your enthusiasm, Taluk.
I know it's not, Dave. You want to know why?
What?
You made it.
Are you? what are you guys up to?
Going to a party.
Oh, I can tell. You guys look like you're eating your Sunday best.
Thank you.
Like our Gunday best. Yeah, get it, this guy. I get it.
I know. You told me. You're the pamphlet.
Still into the fire god, though,
You're going to a dinner, though. That's fun. You could probably go to the same one Jakot's going to.
Oh, Jakot's coming?
Yeah, he left with Myra earlier. They're going to the dinner. They're going to meet you there. I didn't know they were going, but I guess I'll meet you there.
Yeah, I guess.
You didn't get invited?
Rude. I don't know how big the room is. I'm pretty big.
I'll bring some stuff back.
Get me like some finger food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doggy bag?
Oh, I'd love a doggy bag.
Maybe we can take him as a plus one. Do you want to go?
Hold on. Is there anything about plus ones on the invite?
That's my cousin. We can do whatever.
He's a girl.
Yeah. your cousin
diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, I'm like 30 feet tall. How do I get up there?
You can hang out the window and we'll throw food out to you.
Okay. That's like a cocktail weenie or...
You know what?
What?
I'd love it if you were like right outside the window.
Okay.
Right there. It's going to be perfect.
I think it's hundreds of feet in the sky. It's where the towers are,
Probably not.
I don't think you're going to be able to make it up there, Dave.
What's your grip strength like?
It's okay.
I don't want you to fall or anything.
Yeah, that would not
have you ever seen King Kong?
Who? No. Some kind of ape lord or...
Yeah, ape lord.
Yeah. Demon lord? Of apes?
Yes.
So now, canonically, there's a demon lord of apes called Kong.
Yeah, he lives on Candy Apple Island.
Okay. Well, have fun at your party. I'm going to keep doing fire giant things.
Are there
things.
A whole bunch of other Kongs, like Funky?
Yeah, Cranky.
A whole swath of Kongs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Lanky, too. Lanky. Yeah. He's a weird one.
Lanky Kong?
Yeah, he's
sometimes
a weird one.
Sometimes they form a conga line.
Yeah.
I heard one of them has a coconut gun.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You should try to fight him, man.
And if he shoots you, it's going
to
hurt.
You add to your arsenal. Yeah. Wow, I'm so happy you guys stopped by.
It also fires in spurts.
Yeah. Speaking of spurts, I've been drinking blueberry all morning.
All right.
Go hit that.
All right. Have fun at your party.
Hey, bye, Devo.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
How do you know about Christmas?
You guys came if you do that voice for extended periods of time. That's insane.
That was why I wanted to invite him.
That was like being tortured.
You chose the voice.
Yeah, you did this to yourself.
Yeah. It's like the theme of the entire show. Okay. Can I get a survival check if you guys wouldn't mind? My urchins can make it with advantage.
8.
14.
19.
Yeah. Okay. Slip to my loo right back to the elevators that, you know, lead up to the floating wizard towers of Mudkali.
All right, everybody, stretch out your hammies before we get on this fucking elevator.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That thing takes off.
I'm good. I'm in a power stance.
You know what I'm going to do?
You kind of can't not be in the power stance with those pants.
You know what? Fuck this. Fuck this elevator.
What?
Big flat! I'm going to go, 2 feet above the ground. Everybody stand on me, and I'm a little bouncy... floor.
You see, Reggie gets wicked excited. He starts jumping and bouncing.
I'm not sure you'll be able to handle this. I take one step on.
That weighs a lot, Daddy, but I can handle it.
It's very. You do feel the center mass of this hat is intense.
Thank God we got you that kickstand.
I'm not even using it. It's a sign of weakness, son. I can't use the kickstand.
Can you all make dexterity saving throws with advantage because of Glebnor's cushion?
25.
18.
16.
Okay. Solid. Great plan. Need a little bit of something to absorb the
shock absorber.
The shock absorber.
Initial.
Yeah.
Inertia.
Yeah, and you guys actually for once don't feel that sick lurch in your stomach as the...
We're going to a dinner party. I don't want to...
Yeah, of course.
Good job, Glebnor.
Yes, I'm doing good.
And as the doors of the elevator slide open, you all walk out into this banquet hall. Can I get a perception check from everyone if you wouldn't mind?
Dirty 20.
22.
Nat 1.
Okay.
Hat explodes.
No,
it's not on any Nat 1.
I know. You just walk into the party, your head blows up.
I die.
Just the absolute worst thing to do socially possible.
Be the greatest entrance of all time. What are you talking about?
That's a party for the pa.
Okay.
Everyone will remember it.
As the doors open up into this grand banquet hall, you can see that Mansa has really spared no expense for this massive, lavish party. You can see already wine-drunk wizards of the many towers of the Citadel are walking around, kind of stumbling about. There are these sort of skeletal servants walking around with little trays of food for everybody. All the little skeletons have little bow ties on. You can see necromancers in the corner in little manager outfits, making sure all the skeletons aren't dropping trays and bumping into guests. There's dancing in the middle of the hall. You can see that all of the nobles of this grand city have all worn their finest big flowing desert dresses. You can see all the men are wearing these really kind of stiff little suits as they're all dancing about. And you can see at the back of the room at this long banquet table. You can see the head of the table, Mansa, is sloshing his drink about, laughing and cajoling with all of his people about him. With your pretty high perception checks, Gwebnor and Theo, you can see that at his right hand, you can see kind of behind him, kind of curled by the fire, is his massive draconic wife, Gilda, this golden dragon. You can see sitting at his right hand, Shumak, his husband, is kind of just picking at his food, and sitting next to him with like a black eye and a sling is Greg. He looks very beat up and very disheveled. And
perfect.
He's sadly picking at a little salad. But I think what you also notice is the table is full of people here at this big dining hall. But there are seats of it open to you right next to the royal family here. You can see there's a little cue card in front that just says Bleebly on it. But you can see sitting about like midway through the table, you can see Myra has her like cheeks full of cake. Just handfuls of cake.
Nice.
And her orcish guard is like trying to like make her eat some greens. And you can see Jakat is just in deep conversation with an orcish man with a very big mustache. I think with high perception checks, you notice that this orcish man, he's wearing like a cool leather, leather racing jacket. He has, like NASCAR dad sunglasses on. And he's like, kind of looks a little bored as Jakat is kind of like talking his ear off, assumably about the Flame Mother. I think you can also see Lorenz is seated like with a bunch of other mages, and they're all kind of like you can see they're all like bickering amongst each other, fighting over the food at the very end of the table that is not as good as the food at the head of the table. They're eating like just bad nachos at the end. You can see Lorenz picks up a nacho that has like no meat or cheese on it. It's like just a little chip with like one little thing. And he's like, come on, you guys, this isn't fair. And I think with you also notice there's I think with a nat one, you kind of notice that there's a creature there. At first, you think it might be some kind of like a big spider.
Oh,
but as you look closer, it's a different creature. Give me a history check and you can make it with advantage, Taluga. Because you did a lot of reading.
23.
You know that this creature is a Nyogi. They have like a very spider-like body, but they have a long eel neck and then a kind of vicious-looking face. This thing is picking at its plate, but you see it does have like driving goggles on his head. You kind of look down at the name tag in front of this creature. It says Sabuba.
Sabuba. Oh, I fucking knew you were naming it something like that.
Sabuba.
I fucking knew it.
I think.
Are we pod racing?
You notice that. And then
a particularly nasty dreg.
Can you all give me perception checks now as you notice that some of the people at this table must be drivers in the big race tomorrow?
14.
21.
Okay.
11.
Okay. With a 14, Theo, you eye that orc with the big mustache and the sunglasses. Look down at the little placard in front of his plate.
I think I know what he's going to name this one, too.
This is Dale Burnfart.
I knew it! I fucking knew it!
Dale Burnfart. And then, Glevnor, you're like looking at all the wizards. And one of the wizards, you can tell by her robes, is some kind of an enchantment witch.
Okay.
Is like moving her fingers to keep a charm on a like human man.
Human.
He's wearing a like full red jumpsuit.
Oh,
like
boy.
A racetrack jumpsuit. And you can hear him talking and he's like, I believe I'm in the wrong place. My name is Michael Schumacher, Formula One racer from the 90s. I am not from this plane. I don't belong here. Please, someone, send me home. I have a wife. I have children. I'm retired. I no longer race the Formula One. I don't belong here.
Formula One.
You can see this witch is like, shh, 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 Michael, shh, shh. His eyes go a little starry. I am Michael Schumacher, Formula One racer. I cannot wait to race in the big race. And he just goes back to eating strudel in front of him.
Daddy, they brought in a ringer.
Who?
Michael. Not Schumacher.
Michael. Like, Schumacher? Like everyone's gonna know.
The Schumacher?
Yeah.
Oh, God. We have his poster up back home.
I know.
Signed. I don't know how.
From the other plane.
All right. We had a weird trip one day.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It was all
about?
Part of WizCon.
Yeah, you missed it. You know, they sent us on another plane as part of the, you know, Wiz experience.
They had go-kart racing and we had to race Shuma.
He's fucking unbeatable.
God, he was so great.
Well, could you attack him in this?
Well, I don't want to. Okay. Look at him. Well, he has a family. Some kids.
A lot of people we've killed probably did.
Yeah, but they were assholes. This is Michael Schumacher.
Beloved Formula One racer.
Yeah, well, he's not winning the race.
Well, we just got to beat him.
Do we know destroy there's a race
car.
Happening?
I'm not destroying his car.
Yeah, you've been kind of told there's a race happening by multiple people.
Yeah, that's disgraceful. He's an honorable racer. He hasn't cheated at all.
He's under the effects of a charm spell.
Well, we could just beat that lady up.
Yeah, let's beat up the woman.
Can you just make a quick insight check?
I start mean mugging the person who's charming Michael.
10.
He looks at the mage for a moment.
Are you my wife, Karina bitch? Where is she?
I rolled a 22.
What were you rolling for?
You said insight.
Oh, insight? Yeah, you can see Michael's grasp on where he is very confusing. He seems pretty upset and thinking about his three children, including Mick. I don't know why that says on his Wikipedia. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll just beat up the lady who's enchanting.
I got a better idea. Can I go and try and charm this lady?
Sure.
I got this.
Yeah, you see, we walk over to the table.
Like this, I don't like this bleebly arc.
Hold on. You don't have any magic to charm, right?
Oh, no. It's just,
yeah, just
straight bleebly charm.
Hit her with the Riz.
That's it.
Okay. You walk over, and you can see that, like, at the end of the table, Mont's like, cousin, you're sitting down here, though.
Just cousin. Wave him off. Just...
Oh, look at him go. Cousin. He's filthy.
I guess I look for Phaedra, see if she's hanging out near Myra.
Yeah, perception check for me.
Oh, yeah, I've got to find Myra.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and make a persuasion check.
As go you ahead and make a Riz down. Check.
I have zero to charisma, so everyone knows. So.
17. You can just make out that in like the corner of the room, kind of in the shadows almost, talking with another drow mage, you can see Phaedra is keeping a tight eye on Myra. Definitely in the room, though.
This woman, what race is she?
This looks like to be, I'm going to say like an astral elf.
Yeah, okay. 12.
12. You slide up to her. What do you say with a 12?
Oh, just... It's not good looking. No, that does not go work.
Oh. Hello?
I'm bad at this.
I'm sorry.
Toluga, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Hold on, out of the way. I wide walk right in.
Hello?
Hey, hot stuff.
Please stop, I have to focus
does
on
you like some chowder? And before she says anything, as she opens her mouth, I slip.
I'm trying to keep focus on...
Con check.
Charming Michael Schumacher.
Oh, forever unclean. I'm walking away.
Listen, it's to save Michael Schumacher and his wife and three kids, including Mick. Especially Mick, for some reason.
Okay, hold on here. Sorry, I had to move my Michael Schumacher token over. I, like, made a token for me, and then it's just making me laugh, which is not helpful at all. I'm just looking at a little picture of Michael Schumacher's
head. You're trying to get her to lose focus, right?
That was the whole idea, yeah.
Okay, right. Cool. I think the chowder's going to take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that doesn't work, I got this, and I start jingling.
What's the spell save on your chowder?
She got a 7.
It's right. Oh, well, she fails.
She's like, excuse me, Michael. You see here, she runs off, and Michael Schumacher's just sitting there still.
Mick, where's Mick?
Schumacher.
No, hold on.
It's going to be all right.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
How so she was just enchanting him. She wasn't holding him in this reality, right?
No.
Okay. He's here.
We just stopped him from being enchanted.
Okay. Hello. Who are you?
I am Toluga.
I am from a land called Germany. It is in Europe.
Sounds exotic.
It's actually not really. It's very metropolitan.
Oh.
But where am I?
You're in... not,
you're how would you like to race for Team Bleebly?
You're a fish.
Yeah. You're a man.
I am a man. I'm Michael Schumacher.
I'm Toluga. Plu plu pleen.
I am a champion of a type of racing called Formula Un.
I'm a plope of a religion.
Have I died?
No.
Nein.
No.
No.
Nein.
Ein.
Ein.
Formula Ein.
Formula Ein? I said Un.
That's...
Spanish for
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the fish maybe spoke a South American language.
No. No.
South America?
What am I doing here?
Apparently they summoned you to race tomorrow.
How would you like to race for Team Bleebly?
Anyone,
I'm not sure. Well, yeah.
Will actually, you be my opponents in this race?
No.
Unless you want to join our...
Are you offering me some kind of a different sponsorship?
Yeah, a get home to your wife and kids sponsorship.
Yeah, a Bleebly sponsorship.
He's got magic.
So I would be a part of Bleebly Racing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have three vehicles.
Yeah, but we're using the one.
What are you most comfortable in?
The big one?
What if we put semi-truck? The other two in the big one?
No, it is a very low, fast car.
We gotta leave the Corvette.
Buggy?
And you see, coming back from the bathroom, clearly, you can see the enchanter comes back.
I'm sorry. Got a bit sick there. The chatter was...
Don't worry. Right, Michael Schumacher's racing with us.
Yeah, we just signed him to Team Bleebly.
No. Do not make him do that. He will die.
What?
He's under a Gaius spell. If he doesn't race in the race tomorrow, try his hardest to win, he will die from psychic damage.
Well, he's going to race and try to win for Team Bleebly.
That's not how that's going to be working. No, you're all individually racing. That's not.
What?
But he's on our team.
I don't even think I should be the one telling you all this. I'm a random enchanter of the School of Enchantment.
Wait, you put Michael Schumacher in danger?
No, I was told by Gigmanza that to get the best racer, we found him in a strange place.
Did you put the guy spell on him?
Yeah, did you put it on him?
No, Mansa did.
Oh, okay. All right. We were about to have problems, now we're
not. It's just a simple way of using a spell to make sure that someone...
I know what it does, but...
Yes. We're familiar.
But if you're the one that did it...
Oh, yeah. He is a commoner. Any kind of psychic damage, his brain will turn to mush.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for that warning.
Yes, no, please. I wouldn't want Michael Schumacher to die as a driver for our team? No, he'll be competing on his own. Unfortunately, the only way
How
to
How do we
best...
get him to return?
Well, after this race is over, if he doesn't die, he'll go home.
I hold Michael Schumacher. Yeah, but like, we're going to make sure you make it home alive and safe. Back to your wife and three kids, especially.
Thank you. I must see Nick again. I am 56 years old. I have so much life ahead of me.
I know you do. And anyways, I power walk.
One day I will see the North Rhine, West Germany again.
See what's into the distance.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Dusseldorf, here I come.
So you guys leave the real Michael Schumacher and walk to the end of this long banquet table.
So before I do that, I want to make like a nice plate of food,
mm-hmm.
and in one hand, like just wait till people aren't noticing and then make it invisible and then steal someone else's plate of food.
Okay.
And then walk over to where Lorenz is and just say, play along. Oh, here you go, Lorenz. And then the plate that you can see, I'm just going to dump it on him.
Ha!
And then
what the actual fuck, Theo?
And then he's going to feel like an actual plate. Take the fucking food.
You are a stupid prick.
And you're a bitch.
Later on, shit mouth.
Damn, he's getting good at that.
Tear to my eye.
He winks at you as he goes to sit down.
He's really growing up.
I know.
Theo, you hear the message cantrip in your mind?
I'm sorry I called you a shit mouth. Is the plan happening right now? Are we going to kill him right now in front of all these people? That's crazy. Are we doing it?
Are we?
Wait, it's a message. I can't can I respond?
You think he's looking at you.
Nod yes for me to pop off and just wildly attack everyone. Oh, okay, yeah, I read the room wrong. Okay. I'll be here if you need me.
Daddy.
Huh? You just hear like you hear dad rock in my head. Fucking power walking.
Man, he's feeling it. Hey, I have a plan.
Yeah?
With the poison.
Yeah?
Can I have the poison sack?
What are you gonna do?
Poison.
Are we doing that now?
Is that a good idea?
I don't know.
Tuluga, make a medicine check, if you wouldn't mind.
21.
You know that... we'll say that you kind of took that disgusting green pulpous sack and sort of preserved it into its current state. You know that if you could get Mansa to, like, maybe somehow ingest this thing... Because, again, he is a devil. He should be immune to most poison. But there is a chance that... You know, something so
powerful and pungent might do the trick. You just don't think it'll be immediate. I mean, it might take a day or two. He might have to get sick and then it'll kill him.
All right.
But you're not totally sure.
I know exactly what I must be done.
I have a really excellent idea.
Does it involve the chowder?
No.
Oh. Mine involved the chowder.
Do you think if we split this thing in half, it'll be enough?
No.
How liquid do you think we can get this sack? I just have such a sneaky plan.
What? Tell me the rest of yours.
Well, I'm gonna fucking slip up onto the ceiling real sneaky-like after claiming wildly that I have diarrhea and that's why I'm leaving the room.
And you're gonna slip it in his mouth?
Then we're gonna ninja it. I'm gonna drop my thread down.
How big is this sack?
How big is what?
The sack.
I have the slippers of spider climbing.
It's like
a
palm size.
What a banquet hall. These ceilings gotta be
three-ish inches.
3-ish inches long, yeah.
Like diameter?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Ball green goo.
I have string in my backpack.
Are you trying to Mission Impossible it into his mouth?
Like a ninja.
Or into his cup or something?
Yeah, we're gonna drip it down the string.
Like a...
Right into his wine glass.
That's gonna so make gross. It like a tea bag? Just
no.
Let it steep? It.
Just no. Dab it in his cup from the ceiling.
I think he's gonna. I think everyone's gonna notice that.
A string?
What you should. The bright green. Oh,
I'll be on the ceiling.
I'm not in this.
I'm on the ceiling, squeezing it at the base of the string, and it rides down the string. Drip. Right
into
his
wine. They're gonna see that.
With what? Their special eyes.
Hold on. I bet we could. I could trick them into something.
The donut. The donut, right?
All right, I take the donut.
It's gotta be the donut. Mm-hmm. It's a jelly donut. Oh my god, a jelly donut!
I'm gonna need the kitchen. I need a private quarter.
I'll create a distraction.
No, just, I'm just gonna...
You're not sneaky, you're wide as fuck and your hat's mad tall.
Excuse me as I full body turn.
Because you have to.
Make an athletics check real quick as you do the turn.
It's cracked. Fucking crashing through shit.
Done. I'm guidancing all these. 16.
You knock over an evoker and all the food he was holding.
He smashes under the table.
Loser.
It's taking you guys so long to walk to the end of the table because it's comically long. Just
why is it so long? I'm sneaky. Let me put the sack inside the jelly donut and then I'll sneak it back into you. Well, no, we'll sneak it into a pile.
How? So it's like a sphere.
Yeah, well, for, you know, simple sake, like it's like a fucking, big marble. Like a big marble of poison.
You gotta go to a, you go to an artisan donut place. They're like, big.
Just gonna walk up to both of you.
The fuck are you talking about?
What?
I'm sending the message, cantrip. We're just making intense eye contact.
Yeah. It looks like you two want a kiss.
Yeah, Reggie walks
in. He's my
son. I know that.
He's
I'm
my
just...
He's Glendor. Of course I gotta
he's
kiss
coming
my
back around.
Baby boy.
You see, Reggie's like...
Flush his lips.
You guys don't... For you, it seems normal. You guys have been walking wicked slowly, making direct eye contact, and your brows have been furrowed.
It's not a good
It's been
look.
Very confusing.
All right. Anyways, I respond in the message. Jelly donuts in the back left pocket, poison sacks in the back right.
Wow, Daddy, you're so firm.
Sleight of hand to get them both.
Sleight of hand away.
32.
They got big pockets, man.
They got huge pockets.
It's like JNCO jeans pocket.
You're walking awkwardly behind Toluga, and you pull both out of his back
now
pockets.
Now slink under the table into it.
Yeah, give me a stealth check, Glebnor.
I'm going to give him guidance for you.
Yep.
24.
Okay. You slip right under the table. Give me a real quick perception check now that you're down there.
Everyone saw you do this.
16.
16? You get down there and you take out the donut. You take out the poison ball. And then it smells horrible down here. And you realize that you were like right in front of Dale Burnfart's chair.
He's burn farting.
Yeah, you guys up top can see that Dale Burnfart has a plate. It's like a tower of refried beans. He's just eating beans. Nothing else.
Like, that's so many beans.
How about you mind your own fucking business?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, coward?
Fuck you. I'll see you on
you
the track.
Bitch.
I'll see you on the track.
You know
eat
what
my
I
dust.
Won't. You won't.
You'll be eating my beans.
What? No.
I'm powered by beans.
You're powered by a bitch.
Whoa, that's inappropriate.
Sorry, you're powered by coward.
How about you fuck off?
Oh, and that's not too sensitive, huh? Why don't you check yourself before you wreck yourself like you're going to tomorrow in your car?
Oh, you thought that was a good burn because it was.
Yeah. Now go cry yourself to sleep because you're lonely.
He gets up fully crying. His tears are streaming behind his dad's sunglasses. He runs away.
As he turns, I throw the plate of beans at him.
Don't forget your beans, nerd.
Don't forget your beans, nerds. It's crazy to yell at an orc. Just saying.
I'm power stance, all right? I'm feeling good.
They're really feeling themselves. Deal burn fart covered in bean juice just runs from the hall to collect himself. That was not a good...
There's no way he's good at raising.
No, with a name like burn fart?
And you can see, looking up at you, that strange Nyogi creature, Sibuba, is staring at you, Theo.
I could say the same thing.
I'm going to beat you tomorrow.
You're not.
I'm going to beat you tomorrow. You'll never see me coming.
I'd never want to see you coming.
Oh.
You're gross.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
You sick bastard.
There's children here. Yeah. I will point to Myra.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You guys are gaslighting me.
Damn right we are. Now what are you going to do about it, huh?
This is bullshit.
Huh? I check him. Oh. Does he flinch?
Fuck you.
That's two for flinching.
He gets up. He grabs a spoon and kind of points it at you.
I'm going to have a fish fillet tomorrow.
Oh, real original.
Wrong utensil.
Oh,
what
shit.
A loser!
It could be a soup! He gets all frustrated.
Do you want to join my chowder? As I open it up and he sees an eyeball pop out.
Disgusting. You can see it down at the end of the table. Mons is like, "Will you all stop bullying those and get up here? Come on, cousin. We've been gone for days. I haven't seen you, cousin."
We bully people. That's our thing.
I remember.
Except for Michael Schumacher.
Yes,
he's a great guy.
Come on up here, cousin.
You walk up and you kind of you take your seat to like at the head of the table near the royal family here.
Cousin, I got Michael Schumacher for you.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
He's incredibly famous.
Where?
A different plane.
Okay, but you got him for me. Shouldn't I know the guy that
I
you
wanted
get?
You to have a real challenge. I got fine races from all over Aona and places unknown and untoward. But where have you been, cousin? You've been gone for so long. It's been days.
Oh, I need to take a nap. It's tough being a god.
How are renovations going at your temple?
Well, we have this nice, look at how tall that hat is.
He sees the hat walking towards
us. Taluga!
Mansa!
Goodness gracious, that is a fine hat!
Thank you, as I tip my head and lose balance.
Kickstand! Kickstand!
I really like that hat.
Yeah.
Could I have the hat?
No.
But I want it.
So?
Cousin, Nicky, give me the hat.
We can talk to a haberdasher to get you
for it.
I don't want to fight you. I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
It's a stressful time in the city. There's been rampant crime. Wizards I've been missing.
Crampant?
Rampant.
I thought you said crampant.
I didn't say crampant. I'll give you a crampant.
Whoa.
Well, on the topic cookie. Of delicious desserts, Matza.
Yes.
We came with something.
Oh, like, what did you bring me?
Did you give me the donut?
What did you bring 32 slide-handed it back into his...
As it passes over, let me just season it properly.
Oh, a seasoned donut.
Nice sprinkles.
That's the dust of deliciousness. My
Thank
last
you.
Charge.
Oh, it's delicious looking. I'll just have my poison test to have a nibble, and then we'll get right into it.
Okay.
You can see coming from the corner, there is a, early 20s... kind of like young, like drow man. He has a little bob haircut.
Can I talk to this drow real quick?
Hello, yes.
You're a poison tester?
Well, it's my lot in life. I'm very good at tasting poisons. And okay. I haven't died yet, my predecessor.
He'll be fine.
What are they paying you?
Yeah, what is the pay for a poison test?
You know, that's a very great question. I actually am salaried.
Okay. Yes. Benefits?
Yes.
I bet it has killer life insurance.
The salary... no.
Actually.
You would think, but when your job is to probably die, then they're a little skimpy on the insurance.
Those insurance adjusters.
Is he look like just a normal...
Regular drow.
You've never died, huh?
No.
Interesting.
What? It's fine.
Can you taste my food?
I'm of royal...
What?
What's the word here?
Royal jelly? Royal honey?
No,
royal
I'm a...
Royal jelly?
We're not bees. I'm a guy that's associated with a god.
Are you trying to say you want to be the poison testers? That's what...
Kinda!
You should have set that up before. This guy's eating and he's dying.
Just
out of character.
No.
I need you to plant a knife on him.
Oh, easy peasy.
Okay.
This looks good. Good looking donut. All right.
Another 32 sleight of hand.
Okay. What are you planting on him?
A knife.
On the poison tester?
I shoot him directly in the forehead.
You shoot the poison tester?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa. What happened?
Make an attack roll
for
me.
I go to grab the donut.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
24.
Yeah, he's a commoner. He blows brains out. He turns into a... actually, you're inside the city. He doesn't turn into a soul coin. You just blow his brains out. The entire room goes dead quiet. There's murmurs everywhere. Mons is like, Jesus, cousin!
I bet if you check him, he has a knife. He was going to kill you.
People have knives and swords. Everyone here has a knife or a sword on them, cousin.
But he's the only one that can get super close to you.
People get close to me all the time. Cousin, you've shot this man for no reason.
Nah, he was...
That's hilarious!
Check the knife.
Oh, cousin. You're out of your mind, cousin. You blew his brains out. Anyways, I want this poison testing job.
Oh, what? Oh,
I want the job. I want to be in the family biz.
Wouldn't you know if there's a vacancy?
I look at the old
guy.
What
the fuck, dude? Anyways, let's talk...
I'll tell you later.
Let's talk salaries here, Monza.
I wasn't going to pay him.
Eventually, he would have
He told me he was salaried.
That's just a real...
We orchestrated this whole fucking job opportunity for nothing?
Those are just words on paper, Glyphnor.
God damn it.
If you're going to be a poison tester, get paid hourly, obviously. Oh, so please tell me. Attendant, take the body away.
You see two skeletal attendants come and drag the, like, just the corpse of a drow out of the hall.
I'm just dumbfounded. Like, we just did a whole thing about them. Like, what the?
See,
we had a whole side arc.
As you guys sit down, Richie goes to Theo. Okay, Theo, so what was the plan there? Well, just to get Glyphnor to be the new poison tester?
Well, no. If he ate it, he would have most likely died on the spot. And then Monza wouldn't have
We would have been caught. Yeah. So it was basically like just we kind of had to cover it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
I guess I'll be the new poison taster.
Yeah.
Glyphnor dies.
All right. So real quick.
It'll have to be a saving throw that dude makes.
Yeah. So Toluga.
So I can't guidance.
Toluga, give me an insight check real quick. That was like a stone cold crazy move, but it actually worked. So hats off.
16.
16. You can see Phaedra is behind a pillar. She's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just in shock. Like, I have no idea.
She messaged you into your head.
That was insane.
I don't know why
he
did it.
What a bold choice.
Well, I don't know why he did it.
Fortunately,
we just did this whole thing with you guys in the drow.
Don't feel too bad. Fortunately, he was a member of House Ronso.
Okay.
That's Roy Ronso.
Well, fuck that guy then, I guess, but still crazy.
Fortunately, we should probably talk after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the hell?
God of death, am I right?
The connection has severed. You can see Mansa. Theo, can you actually make an inside check on Mansa real quick? Mansa's laughing. He's like sloshing his wine around. He has an arm around you.
Use a luck point to
re-roll. Sure.
Do I catch Shumak making eyes at me?
Oh, yeah. You got a nat one?
Yeah.
Everything's great. Yeah, Shumak is ignoring Greg and just staring at your wide pants.
Those the widest pants I have ever seen.
You like what you see, Shumak? I start flexing my ass. Bam, bam, bam,
Shumak,
bam.
Gets up and walks over to you.
They're so wide. Your
Thank
hat
you.
Is so tall.
Oh, I know.
Greg has been boring me lately.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Look at
Not him. Literally.
He was recently beaten up by street youths. It is pathetic.
I can't believe that.
I have lost all respect for Greg. I haven't taken him into my bed once since. Look how sad he looks because of it.
You look over.
He's Greg, like relieved.
Greg gives you a little thumbs up.
I give him like a small one. Babe.
He keeps eating his potatoes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the big race.
Yes.
I'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Take this token of my love.
Shumak pulls out like a real frilly kind of like dandy handkerchief and tucks it into the top brim of your hat.
Oh, I thought he was going to tuck it into the front of my pants.
Nope, I had to make a decision there, and I thought pants okay. went a little too far. One hat.
All right.
I mean, Montes yes. right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, Montes looking at you like, ha!
What is it, Monta?
Nothing. Where's the donut? I want to eat it still.
Sorry, I didn't want to fall.
Yeah, Gleb, no, you're my new test. I have a nibble just so I know it's safe.
Sleight of hand.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
They can see through you.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me a sleight of hand first. Let's do that.
23.
23.
I'm trying to get just bread donut part.
Without any of the top bit?
Without any of the... No, the dust is delicious. I want to get delicious.
Okay. So I think what happens with 23, your mouth comes out like that, like really, really like super
alien
deep
mouth.
No, I was going to say like the super detailed close up of Squidward biting a Krabby Patty. As you bite just the side of the donut and pull a bit away, Monza looks at you as like a bit of donut goes into your body and just dissolves inside you. Just wait a minute for that.
That is one delicious donut.
How do you feel?
Enchanted.
Well, I'm jealous. I want one.
Reaches across and grabs a donut. Finally. I've been eating a sweet thing all night.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I'm just so excited you're all back. The big race is tomorrow.
Back? We never left.
Yeah.
We've been renovating.
I mean...
Have you even bothered to stop by the temple?
I sent people by. A hippo man told me you weren't at home.
Yeah, we told him to say that because we don't need people barging in and
when
just
the renovations are complete.
Listen, you got these people stopping by all the time asking about solar panels. We don't need it.
See, if someone as important as you came by, we would have stopped.
I was just afraid that you had gone out into the desert.
Did you know about the flesh room?
No.
What's in the desert?
Come by later.
Just sand.
Well, no, right. I'm actually good, so I'm very happy you hadn't left. Razor sharp winds out there. There's a bigger storm than we've ever had in Bad Cali.
Where are we holding this race?
Oh, we've been retrofitting the Colosseum the entire
hell
time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real hoot.
It's all subterranean?
Flesh room?
Oh, yes.
That's actually kind of impressive.
Yes. I've been having all of the different wizards have been doing mold earth round the clock. You only go 5 feet at a time,
yeah,
so you can imagine how long it took. But yeah, the storm outside is very dangerous. No one's allowed outside for their own safety right now. Everyone's inside the city where they belong, nice and safe.
Okay.
Nice and safe. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That donut's waiting for you, man. It's looking at you.
Donut. Do not eat this if I want to keep my figure, am I right?
I know what you're saying.
You could afford it.
You think I can do it?
Everyone needs a cheap meal.
That's right.
I'm going to pour him some more wine.
All right, read the Dust of Deliciousness for me one more time.
God, I already deleted it out of my inventory.
Don't you have advantage on, like, persuasions and intimidations?
He has disadvantage.
Advantage on wisdom ability checks. Okay, so go ahead and you guys can make a...
Yeah, it just greatly improves the flavor.
It also dulls
their senses, so anyone eating food treated with the dust has disadvantage on wisdom, ability checks, wisdom saving throws for an hour. There's enough dust for 6 servings. Right, and that was my last charge.
Awesome. Okay, so he's just going to eat this donut.
He takes a bite. Oh, yes, that's good.
Yeah?
What is that inside? It's so viscous.
Jelly.
Gooey.
Jelly jam.
It's what they call, huckleberry? I think it was
huckle. Oh, a huckle.
Yeah.
A whole huckle.
A whole huckle.
Yeah.
Oh. Greg, you'll never have any of the huckle.
He's just looking at Greg. Greg's like, I don't want any.
You can't have any of my donut. No one could have any of my donut.
Except me. I had some.
You did, Glebnor. We're now brothers and not.
I look at
yes,
Bill, like,
not brothers.
Not eating it fast enough. I'm going to have to do a bold move.
Mind if I have a little bite, huh? What if I go in there?
No, it's mine. You can't have it, fish.
But it looks so good.
No, you're biting at me like that freaky shark thing I keep in my menagerie.
He eats the donut real quick.
Works every time. That's how I got Glebnor to eat vegetables.
Very tasty.
Wait a minute.
But you have to be safe out there. So many of my wizards have been attacked and murdered.
Murdered?
I don't know. They've been going missing. A couple gentlemen went to a day spa, never returned.
Missing wizards?
A day spa?
You have a day spa?
What day spa?
I don't know, it was a fishy one.
Never heard of it.
Wet. He's a fish, and you didn't tell us about a fish-related day spa?
We should...
Look at how stressed he is!
Toluga, we should probably go over there, you know, get you... I don't know, they got massage?
And my favorite statue of Merlin was destroyed. My favorite one.
Not Merlin.
It was the dunking one.
Not the dunking one.
Wait a minute.
The fountain?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I'm going to pull my poster out. Did it look like this?
That's the one.
Got this at WizzCon a couple years ago.
You've been to WizzCon?
Yeah, it was his birthday present.
A Murray Furl.
You're so lucky. Well, I'm happy you're all here where I can see you. And you're here. And you're in the city. And you won't be leaving the city.
You seem like you need a hug.
It's been a weird couple of days.
Make an insight check for me, Toluga.
Almost so good. This is a nat one.
Nat one.
I got a 9.
Yeah. He just looks so drunk and out of it. And his eyes are kind of glossy. Looking all...
Well, it's getting late.
We just got here.
Well, yeah, everyone else can go have fun, meet some of the other drivers. I got Burnfart out of retirement.
He's good.
Is he? His name is Burnfart. He was running.
He also
crying.
Ran away with a bunch of beans on him.
And he was crying like a nerd.
Yeah.
You made Burnfart cry.
Yeah.
Like a crybaby bean boy.
Crybaby bean boy. A little bean baby.
A beanie baby.
All of you, stop it. You're silly. You're silly, all of you. It's good to have you back in court. The past few nights have been quite boring.
I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go talk to people. I immediately turn over to Schumach. I'm just lying on the table all confident. What's going on with Monza? He seems real weird and lame.
He is all upset.
Why?
He's getting someone that I had recently that's been bullying him.
Someone could bully Monza? I bet no one could bully you.
It is a family affair. I don't get involved.
Oh. Do you know the name of who's bullying? Maybe we can help him out.
I don't pay attention to Monza.
Fair enough. Neither do I.
Who does?
And I MC Hammer dance.
Lovely.
plop down. You can see Myra, like, is sitting at a table. She's so full of cake. She's, like, sugar and frosting all over her face.
I want to go talk to Myra.
Yeah.
Hey, Glubnor.
Hey, Myra. They didn't get care of you?
I ate so much cake.
It looks like it.
We got invited to the big race tomorrow.
Oh, nice. We're racing in it.
We're going to root for you.
You better.
I'm going to throw up.
If you're going to spew into this, I'm going to hold out a tiny Dixie cup.
What? She grabs it. It's like, she's an orc, so it's like, she has like a powerful little body. She's very dense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Dixie cup is full.
Yeah. You going to eat that?
See, Jakot's
what?
Like... Jakot's just like, oh, boys!
Hey. Hello, welcome! Oh, Mons is such a wonderful host!
Really? He's already clocking out and we just got here.
Yeah. He invited us all from the Fire Temple to come to the big race tomorrow.
We'll
be cheering for you. Yeah, spectators.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, the Flame Mother wishes she could leave the temple, but she's quite large and she'll be there at the temple. But we have followers who'll be there to support you.
Yes!
Wonderful!
Yes.
Cheering section.
I forgot to ask, what is this? Like, is it just a normal race?
I can see when you ask that, you can
no
see.
No one really told me the rules.
Sabuba leans in.
It is a death race.
So, like, we can kill
race
each?
To the death.
Like, if you don't get first, you die, or you just.
It is a race where nothing is off limits. You can stab.
They do realize that they're asking the god of death to be in a death race.
And you can see Monster's like, that was the idea, cousin! It's in your honor!
Cousin, you might get to kill Michael Schumacher.
I mean, honestly, out of everyone that I've met tonight, he's very low on the list.
All right. I thought you'd want to shoot his face.
This Sabubi over here, I don't really like him.
Sabuba? He came highly recommended.
From who?
The Boobians!
Yeah?
Yes!
That's what we're going with?
Sure!
I would have said Watto.
The Kingdom of Boobia! It is small!
Yeah?
It's rounded domed castles rise into the sky!
Yeah?
Their major export is dairy!
They have cows?
No!
Oh!
Anywho! Can't
wait for the big race tomorrow, everyone. Everyone, make sure you get well rested tonight. It's going to be a big one. We have a car ready for you. I'm sure you don't have your own vehicle. We have one prepared for you. It'll be waiting for you in the pits.
Great, thank you.
Yes, so I will see you all later. I'm going to go make love to my draconic wife.
Monza gets up, kind of stumbling away from the table. Make one last insight check, if you guys wouldn't mind, on Monza the Golden.
22.
Nat 20.
Okay.
18.
Glebnor, you notice something pretty strange as Monza stumbles away. He's faking it. He's not that drunk. And he is nervous and anxious. And this is all a big fucking front tonight. This big party. This is all to just to make everyone feel like everything is totally fine and we're just going to have a nice normal race tomorrow. That's what you get with a nat 20. He kind of does the kind of like as he walks away stumbling, you just catch him sort of straighten up and walks normal as he makes off into the keep deeper.
Can I split this?
Yeah, you know what? You guys have been doing it enough and it's funny. So you can do three-way calling here.
Daddy, blee, blee.
Yeah?
Monza's not drunk at all. But he did eat the donut.
And he did eat the donut.
But he's not drunk.
So?
Why is he acting like this?
But I mean, if he's could lurking,
you, I just saw him straighten up like Kaiser fucking Soze.
Could you sneak off and follow him just a little bit to see where he's going?
On it!
Okay. You go ahead and make a stealth check for me, Glebnor. And who has the sending stones?
24.
So, I do.
Okay. We'll start with you first, Glebnor. You sluice into the hallways of the palace, past these skeletal guards, and start tailing Monza. And you can see that as he leaves, his dragon wife Gilda stays behind at the party.
I thought I was going to fuck her.
Yeah. So you see, he makes his way down a couple of winding hallways, but you remember from your first little tour of the palace, and you follow him into his menagerie. And there in the menagerie,
where's
waiting.
Fuck?
You see, it's night here in Bod Kali. So since the menagerie has a sort of like glass ceiling,
good.
It's nice and dark here in the menagerie, but you can see the moonlight and starlight coming in to kind of light up this space. And you can see who he's going to meet. You see a towering satyr male waiting for him.
It's done. It's done, Krizik. They'll be there at the race tomorrow, all according to plan. I told you, it was all going to work out.
Good. Make sure they're there. You've done well, Monza. I would have hated to have to kill you and destroy this place. Well done, little brother.
It's all fine. He'll be in the race. Everyone will be in the Colosseum. All is according to plan. You have the blade now. You can have this. You can just go. I don't need to keep storing it here if it's going to be such a big bother to come and get it every time.
You'll keep doing what I tell you. See you tomorrow.
And you see, puts his cloak up and makes his way deeper into the palace, Glebnor.
Monza does or Krizik?
Krizik.
Okay.
And after a moment, you see he kind of disappears as Monza kind of wipes sweat from his brow and makes off back towards his quarters. But, Toluga.
Ah.
One of your sending stones lights up. You can see you kind of toggle through your Rolodex of sending stones. And one starts beeping. You grab it. It's Yarno's sending stone. You can hear like whipping winds. Powerful, strong desert winds.
Oh, those are some powerful winds.
And you hear, like, sputtering, pained voice of Yarno.
It was the elves. Elves got them. I shouldn't have engaged Toluga.
All right. Well, we will, guess we're headed there next. You okay, by the way?
You go to listen again. Yarno, stop talking. You can just hear the winds.
Do I have a Petch sending stone?
No, unfortunately.
Well, fuck. Not the bullet.
Theo, you were right there with the sending stone cut off, so you would have heard that too.
Ooh, you were right there for that, huh?
Yeah. Elves die, so that's what we know.
Well, hold on. We don't need to make it worse than it already is.
Reggie looks...
That's how we make it better. Eye for an eye.
I mean, that is how we operate.
Am I sluicing back?
Yeah, I'll say at this point you kind of slick right back up to the group.
We'll see if how beat up he is. Maybe he's, you know, just kind of tired. Tuckered.
But if he's out there alone in...
Well, I'm assuming if the elves got Arendir, that Petch is probably nearby.
Petch might be dead.
Now, Petch wouldn't be dead again.
What do you... What?
He's Petch.
I bet he's very good at dying.
I bet he talked him into buying so many glizzies.
You see, Reggie's like, maybe he never even got the Petch. If they caught up to Arendir before he got back to Petch, Petch might not even know what's happening. But
Arendir had like 2 days.
Yeah, that's true. He would have had a couple days on them. But, I mean, they were just traveling by foot. Who knows how the elves are moving?
I think by foot.
How many spiders are in the desert?
All right, hold on.
Oh, what about...
Or in the fucking convenience store.
Yarna rode off on Gorpor.
Gorpor.
Yeah.
What's the range on your animal?
They better not touch my baby boy.
Reggie's like, I mean, Mansa said that no one's supposed to leave the city, but we have to go get Yarno, right?
Okay, hold on. Let me just...
Fuck Mansa.
I'm just going to check something real quick, and I'll be right back. If anyone asks, tell them I'm power napping.
You're shitting, got it.
I'm going to be standing right here. I can't be shitting. I'm just power napping.
You could be shitting. With pants that wide?
We would never
You're
know.
Just mad about the chowder as I immediately go into... I'm like, all right, I go into the Zoom call.
Yeah. Your consciousness expands to a network of spiders. Who are you trying to find?
I'm trying to find one in the desert, maybe in like Petch's shop.
Okay.
Maybe it's in the corner, unless he runs a really cleaned up...
I mean, it's Petch. It's got to be clean.
I mean,
so maybe like a small tarantula. Just
maybe like, or we could check his garage or something.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's probably in the garage.
Real quick, can you check the scrying spell for me on there, just so we know what we have to roll? Because I know this is a spider you don't like particularly know, so you're kind of just trying to find a nearby one.
Choose that is on the same plane of existence. Target makes a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well I know the spider. Target knows you, casting spell. It can fail to save voluntarily if it doesn't. So second hand. You have heard of the target, plus 5. Firsthand, you have met the target, plus 0. Familiar, you know the target well, minus 5.
And what is your saving throw?
My spell
save? For your spell save?
Is a 16.
Okay, so I got a 14. So you are like shifting through all of the spiders in Ayona. Your eyes start like twitching. You're going like full Doctor Strange mode here, trying to find a spider close. And you find a little old house spider that is in Petch's apartment. Sort of like waiting in the corner, and you can see Petch is just like playing FIFA and drinking a blueberry.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hi, Tuluga.
Hi.
Probably made it to some of the Zoom meetings.
I was on the Zoom meeting, the Spider King.
Yeah. You've been here the whole time?
Yeah.
Did any elves walk in?
No, he's been playing FIFA for 9 hours.
Is there been an elf in here?
No,
it's just been Petch only?
Just Petch been hanging out.
Okay.
Didn't see anybody else. Yeah, he played FIFA for 9 hours. He was in
Nothing
the gas station
the past
station
couple
earlier.
Days.
No, I've been pretty chill here. Yeah.
All right. Mind doing me solid?
Yeah, anything.
Can you scurry real quick? Well, actually, no. I don't want Petch to accidentally, you know.
Oh, he's a druid. He can talk to me. Hold on.
This house spider swings off of onto like a kitchen counter and just starts waving over at Petch. See, Petch is like, oh, hey, what's up, little guy? What are you doing? He pauses it, walks over. Hello, spider. How are you?
Hey, Petch.
Yeah, you're like, you start talking out of the spider's
mouth.
You
mind if I speak out of you?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right. Hey, Petch, it's Tuluga. I'm the teaming king now.
Whoa, Tuluga, you're a spider now?
Well, no, I'm the... it's kind of mean to say I'm the king of the spiders because they're their own people. I don't want them to think that they all have to only listen to me.
Were you a druid this whole time? I didn't even ask.
Sorta, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
So, did Arendir ever make it to you?
No, I haven't seen Arnold at all yet. And he's supposed to come back a couple days ago.
Where did
he
go?
I sent my Earth Elemental. He didn't come back either.
Where did he get sent to?
I mean, they went to Buck Alley to pick up. My guy left with some oil. He gave you the oil, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, he was supposed to come back with Arendir and never show back up.
No, I don't think we got the oil.
Yeah, you guys remember, you got a barrel.
You guys
remember when Arndir left, a Earth Elemental, one of the mechanics at Patches, had shown up with a barrel of fuel for
you. But he left us and hasn't made it to you?
No, man, I've been waiting. They must be taking their sweet old time.
So, bad news. He might have been kidnapped by some elves.
Oh, shit.
Bad news about your Earth Elemental. He's probably dead.
Oh, no.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah,
our buddy and my lizard boy, Gorpor?
Yeah.
Out in that desert storm right now.
Oh, he's bad out here, bro.
You think you could go find them?
I could try. You want to meet me there or something?
I can. You know what? I'll make time tonight.
Yeah, you guys, it's dark, but, I'll go out on one of the doom buggies and see if I can find anything. I'll contact you. I'll send you an animal messenger if I find them first.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, how's that crazy guy Glebnor?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Glad to see you're safe and sound, Patch.
Yeah, man, I've been pounding glizzies, just hanging out.
Ooh, I don't like you pounding glizzies.
Yeah,
nitrates, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sweaty right now. My stomach hurts.
I think you should work out a little bit.
Yeah, Patch. This is honestly not a good time to be on a doom buggy. I might. My stomach hurts. I'm gonna get some Tums. I'll be fine. We'll get out there.
All right.
I'll find him. We'll go find Arndir. All right.
Thank you, Spider Boy. Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Juan.
Wow, thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Hope you get your insurance card soon. We got that all sorted out. Vision, dental, and just health.
Yeah, I need glasses. We need 8 frames. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
All right.
Later. Have
been
a
great being a vessel.
Right, as I'm signing out here, I want to see if I can find any spider that's near Yarno.
Okay.
Maybe just one scurrying around.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see, actually. I will roll a d20 here. I got nat 20.
Okay.
So, you...
Giant phase spider picks up Yarno.
You, push your, consciousness through every spider you can find in Magria.
This can't be good for my health.
And, yeah, it is, taking kind of a strain on your, mental well-being for a moment. But then, finally, you shift into a, small, woodland spider that's clinging to a big tree.
Whoa!
And as the spider kind of scuttles down, it's a, huge, it's like a tree that doesn't fit in Magria. It's like a big earthy pine tree in the middle of the desert.
Huh.
And you see this little spider scuttling around. Make a perception check, if you wouldn't mind, through the spider.
25?
The pine bark is still warm under the legs of the spider. And as the spider scuttles down, you can see sitting at the base of the tree, you can see Yarno has multiple arrows in his body, and his breathing is very, very light as he's bleeding out here at the base of this tree. And you can see Gorpor is unconscious a couple feet away. Looks like someone bashed him with something to knock it out.
All right, hold on.
But Yarno looks rough.
But you can act through the spiders. Well, you're a cleric, so you gotta have some kind of heal.
Is this just like a normal...
Little house spider.
Little house spider? I'm like, hey, buddy.
Hello.
I hate doing this for my own personal thing, but I know that guy down there.
Oh, he's dying.
Yeah. You mind if I speak through you to him?
Of course, my lord.
You guys are so nice.
Glides down, little parachute of webbing, and lands on Yarno's shoulder.
All right, Yarno. I am what is called now the Teeming King. I hate the title of king. You know, it makes me feel like these spiders are forced to listen to me. Anyways, we're on our way. I sent Petch out.
Oh, thank God.
We got him going. And then I think we're just going to make a rescue mission tonight for you.
Thank you. They shot me so many fucking times.
You got any slurp on you?
No. I drank it all the way here. It was so fucking hot.
What the fuck, dude?
It was so hot. It's Magria's sun.
All right.
That blueberry goes down so smooth.
Yeah, it does. All right. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
Can't you heal him through?
Can I heal him through the spider?
We let your soup through the spider.
But I feel like that was more for comedic.
Yeah. I think it's a little too dangerous to allow Taluga to do touch spells through every single spider
on
the planet.
That's fair. At least for now.
Yeah. We'll give him a little time.
I mean, but you called him Team King.
It's pretty good.
All right, hold on.
Teaming manager. He doesn't want to be the king.
Yeah.
Got to check something real quick.
CEO.
Can the spider web up the wounds to close them?
No, you gotta leave them in.
Don't look at the spider spit in my
Oh, no, you don't take out the other things. You just close everything around it so the blood's not coming out.
Can
Can I...
Starts with a blood bag.
Can I look for something specific to Yarno on him through the spider?
Yeah. You can see Yarno has this like kind of like janky like artificer wrench he always carries on him.
Okay.
It's like a one of a kind.
I want to really observe it and okay. get down its details.
Perfect.
And I'm going to thank... What's the spider's name?
I am Montebon.
Montebon. Your insurance card should be coming out.
Wonderful.
Momentarily, I think the way I have it set up is the spiders will pass them along. Kind of just speed it up. Because, yes. I mean, I don't want to sound offensive. There are a lot of you and one of me. It would be way too much time for me. By the time I get the cards out, I'll be dead.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
So I figured it would be more efficient if you guys were able to do it yourself.
No, your friend's dying. We don't have to talk about my HMO right now.
So, yeah. But yeah, you got health. I completely forgot about life insurance, but you know, we'll bring it around next fiscal year.
We'll come back around.
And you got vision and dental.
So you're going out.
Anyways, Yarno, we're on our way.
Thanks.
And then as I hang up with him, I grab the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I think this is just a spell I have. And I'm going to cast locate object on Yarno's wrench.
Okay.
Specifically Yarno's wrench. And it is up to... If it's within 1,000 feet.
Okay. It's definitely not within 1,000 feet.
It's further out?
I think it's further out. But with that spell, I will say, you hold the staff up. It, like, lights. And you feel this arcane energy moving. And there is a very faint line of magic leading deep into the desert of Magria.
All right. We're out of here.
We gotta go see Gertie.
Yeah, we gotta take the Corvette. You gotta get there fast.
Relay any of this information?
Joyride.
Okay. That's it, because we could just go kick the temple door in at fucking the elf temple and go through their warm tree. Hopefully come out at the tree right where Yarno is.
I'm not super happy with elves right now. I'd probably shoot them.
Fine by me.
All right. So next time on Dice Situations, we'll be making a mad dash in the desert to rescue Yarno. Make sure you tune in. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.